My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the delightful and undisputed star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical parody troupe. Elena, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. No Nobel Prize for me, but I'm fine. I'm fine.
I know. You know, you have been doing great work for all of mankind for how many years now, and still no recognition from the committee.
Everybody's saying that this Nobel Prize is to encourage him to work towards peace, you know, as opposed to reward him for all. So I'm thinking, well, why don't they? I could use a little encouragement.
Yeah.
Nobel Prize in political song parodies?
Yeah, no. Not just the medal. I think there's $1 million that goes along with it, too. That would encourage you a lot.
That might encourage me to retire.
That would be bad for everyone. And here we thought the biggest surprise of the week was that Tom DeLay decided to bow out of Dancing with the Stars.
My biggest surprise was that he was still on. Most politicians are really not dancers, except if you consider, like, you know, tap dancing around the issues, right?
Well, perfect segue, because the tap dancing on health care still goes on. We had the whole bated breath. I know, Elena, you used to work on Capitol Hill. How many times were you sitting there waiting for the phone to ring to get that estimate from the Congressional Budget Office?
Five. Oh, I know. They really know what's going to happen 10 years out. They really are. I'm sure it's really very accurate.
Oh, everything that's projected in the bill is exactly how it's going to play out. Isn't that the way it works with most legislation?
Oh, that and sausage, yes. So they're all going to go back for the Columbus Day recess, and they're going to go back to their town hall meetings and probably get yelled at again, right?
Yes, yes. If you're a regular listener of ours, you heard the Capitol Steps several weeks ago. Look at health care reform, poking a little bit of fun at the liberals and what the liberal agenda might look like. Now it's time to put the conservatives on the hot seat.
All right.
Here we go.
And ladies and gentlemen, not only that, we'd like to dedicate this musical number to what made America great. The people of America.
The government wants to take over my health care.
Yeah, mine too.
I'm annoyed.
I am annoyed too.
And we're
a pair annoyed.
Our eyes have seen the gory and the bloody health care fight.
And believe in every rumor is America's birthright. Is Obama just like Hitler?
Well, both of their moms were white. Make sure Fox News is on. Glory, glory, paranoia. Health reform, it will destroy ya. It's a big socialist ploy. The truth is so far gone.
We'll descend on each town meeting, call each congressman a putz. My name's Filbert.
Hazel.
I'm Pecan.
Pistachio.
We're nuts.
Soon health records will be on a chip
implanted in your butt that you'll be sitting on. Health reforms we will resist them. U.S. rankings we've dismissed them. 37th best health system, we beat Azerbaijan.
I'll send emails to my congressman, tell off that lowlife troll. From my iPhone I will send a text that's full of vitriol.
But I think you're typing that on your TV remote control.
What channel is he on?
Illegal immigrants will get big bags of cash when they are sick.
In the House, Speaker Pelosi's trying every ploy and trick
to persuade the Blue Dog Democrats. She's called in Michael Vick. Is this
healthcare swan song? Gory, gory, new death panels. This will go down in the annals of reasons we should change the channels when our TV is on.
Thank you all. Good night.
Oh, Elena. And it might not be over for weeks or even months here.
Well, if only the town hall meetings were sung, it might be much more pleasant.
Oh, I know. It's fun to watch politicians squirm, though, isn't it?
It sort of is. I mean, I don't really know why anyone wants the job, but, of course, people don't know why we want our job either. So. I'm one to talk, right?
Because no matter who wins, you have a job, and you get to make fun of them. So
that's true. It's like being like a car repossessor or a funeral director or something. Bad things happen, and we're in business.
You've always got work. There's no threat of you not having material here in Washington, that's for sure.
And we have a new Christmas album coming out.
Really? Tell us about it.
We're rocking around the Christmas tree.
Okay.
And, if you we had O Christmas Bush a few years ago, so we thought, okay, this is our Baroque answer to that.
Excellent. Well, we'll look forward to hearing a little bit of that in the weeks ahead. Elena, as always, great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, where you can buy their brand new CDs, Obama Mia and Baroque Around the Christmas Tree. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.